SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. It is the Wednesday edition, so what is the good of the day, my friend?
I'm going to go on back to that. You remember that backup goalie we talked about a few weeks ago?
Yeah, the guy from, he was the Zamboni driver in Toronto. He suited up for the Carolina Hurricanes.
David Ayers?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to say it. Well, he has a chance to make history.
Does he?
Yeah. He's going to get a shot to be in the cage. I guess that's what they call the goal in an NLL game, National Lacrosse League.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's going to be a goalie for them.
Is he now like a mercenary goal tender for various sports?
You need a goalie? Just call David Ayers? Ayers? I don't know.
Let's just say Ayers.
His name.
That's fine. Nobody knows who he is. So does he have a business or is like, need a goalie? Contact us.
Know.
Call 1-800-GOALIES. Maybe send one right down.
Why not? He should start that up. As long as the NHL is going to keep emergency backup goalies.
I was telling a friend of mine, remember we talked about this when we were saying, why aren't these stories like the backup goalie, the accountant or the Zamboni driver, how come they don't lose 10-0?
Right.
Right. And he goes, I know, because that's a great point. I go, they never do. They always win. They win and they're heroes. There's never a story where this guy's like, man, he's a school teacher from Altoona, Pennsylvania, and he stepped in for the Flyers, and he stopped zero shots in a 15-2 route, but he got to play. It's never that. It's always these guys have no business being anywhere near an NHL rink, except they one time were good enough, I guess, to be designated this, and they win.
Well,
they stop like 30 shots, and they win.
Maybe fortune will smile upon us, but maybe not.
Yeah.
There is another emergency goalie story that has emerged.
Saw this out of Colorado.
I think, I don't know who the goalies are for Colorado Avalanche. I'm not sure. I think both of them, because I know there's a starter and a backup, both of them need a fake an injury.
I do too. I absolutely agree.
Because Larry Walker.
This would be great.
MLB Hall of Fame inductee. For 2020, Larry Walker
has been
named the emergency backup goalie, the honorary emergency backup goalie for.
I hate admitting this. I have no idea where the Rockies are in the standings of the NHL. So let me look it up.
You mean the Avalanche?
Really,
you didn't even
the
get
Avalanche.
The name
I'm sorry.
Right. You didn't even get the name right. That's how bad it is.
Okay, the Avalanche are in second place in the Western Conference Central Division behind the St. Louis Blues. Now, if I were to expand that bad boy out to the conference standings, which would make a playoff run, the Avalanche are comfortably in second place. They could afford for both goaltenders to cough one up and go, yeah, we ain't playing. So Larry Walker could get in goal for the Avalanche. I think that's a great move. That is a great move.
Oh, they got some wiggle room.
Yeah.
They're playing against the Vegas Golden Knights. So even if they lost this one and Vegas wins, they're still up like half a game.
Okay, and there's a backstory to this.
Well, I guess they
Walker,
go by points.
Walker was he grew up in Canada.
He played hockey.
Played hockey. So this isn't just like, hey man, let's give him a chance to be a hockey goalie. Like this guy played hockey. He knows hockey.
I think, you know, you gotta do this. It's the year of Larry Walker.
That's right.
You gotta do it, Avalanche.
I agree. So here's the way this story is written, and this is from Emily Kaplan at ESPN. The 53-year-old Walker, a native of Maple Ridge, British Columbia, grew up dreaming of becoming an NHL goalie. Okay, well then let him become an NHL goalie. Like Rockies, I mean Avalanche. God, I'm done. I can't. I mean, I spent 10 years covering these teams. I'm getting them mixed up. Just tell you two goaltenders to sit this one out.
No,
let Larry Walker play.
You know what it is? I don't remember the character's name, but what was his name? William Zabka. Remember the 80s actor? He was in the blonde haired. He was always
Karate Kid. Yeah.
But what he needs to do is he needs to do that fake injury like he did in Back to School.
Right.
That allowed Rodney Dangerfield to complete. I should say, the triple Lindy.
That's right. That's exactly right.
He's just walking up the stairs. He goes, ah, cramp.
Because he was too afraid.
Yeah. That's what
That's what these goalies need to do.
They need to take the ice and just go, ah, cramp.
Come on, let Larry Walker play.
Do it.
Let Larry Walker play. Because my friend pointed out, told me that, because he knows hockey pretty well, he said to me that the Carolina Hurricanes told David Ayers, don't worry about it. Just go have fun.
Yeah. Remember with the account who I think,
God, the account for the Blackhawks?
For the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
He said that it was like a rotation of emergency goalies. They would call him up, and if he had the time, he said a lot of times it was just sit up in the press box, eat free food, and watch a hockey game for free.
Right.
That was what he got to do. And that's what he did many, many nights until the one time he gets called up and has a banger of a game.
Yeah, it's like in baseball when the manager goes out and he goes, look, first baseman, you got to pitch. I'm done. Everybody stinks, and I've got to save the pen. Don't worry about it. We're just trying to get the hell out of here, down 13-1. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We've got plenty of games.
We're not expecting miracles to happen.
Yeah, just get it over the plate so we can get out of here. It's the same thing in the NHL, right? Like, I got to believe, and I'm not 100% sure on this, but I got to believe that if you're playing against a team that is using an accountant as a goalie, and you pepper this kid, and he gives up 6 goals in the first period, you're going to limit your shots on goal if you're up 6-0.
Not only that,
you're just going to be like, okay, look, we're not here to embarrass the guy. Let's just win this game and get out of here.
But let's face it. I mean, whether it's whether it's an accountant, whether it's a Zamboni driver, all the pressure is on the shooter.
Sure.
Because you're supposed to score. If you put me in goal, you're supposed to score on me.
Yeah, I'm not even supposed to see the puck to stop it.
Exactly.
I'm supposed to be like, oh my God, what did you do with it? Why? How did you make it disappear and then reappear in the back of my
Some
net?
David Copperfield junk going on
I
over
saw
there.
You twirling around with it in a few feet from me, and then it just, blink of an eye, it was gone, and then I feel it behind me. I don't know how you did that. That's exactly the way it's supposed to be.
All of a sudden, there's a red light flashing, and I'm hearing sirens and crowd cheering. What happened?
No idea what happened. That would be me in goal. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, coronavirus fear.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah, well, you know, this is becoming a daily subject. In the
it
bad.
Is. Just, you know, it is.
We should just, I mean, it'll be the coronavirus update section. You know, something serious. A plane was forced to have an emergency landing because someone coughed and sneezed.
Oh, see, that's going to be me Saturday when I fly to Houston. Yep. I'm going to accidentally cough, and they're going to go,
well, no, it's
we're
not
be
because of you.
Diverting the attention now to Atlanta Airport. We're going to be disembarking.
The person who coughed and sneezed, that wasn't the reason why. It was because the other passengers started freaking out.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
You can't
keep
me in an
happen.
Aluminum tube with this guy coughing over here and sneezing.
I'm going to be, you know, listen, you hear me every morning. Sometimes I go, oh, yeah, I cough. I still got a cough from a cold I had a while back.
Yeah. Well, so you've had the coronavirus. You just didn't
I'm
know
just going to be sitting reading my book on my way to Houston Saturday, and then I'm just going to go, and then next thing you know, we're going to be diverting our flight to Birmingham.
Well, probably further away.
Maybe further away.
Because it would just make sense, right? You're just going from Nashville to Houston.
Right.
Should be a routine, like an hour-long flight.
Oh, that's right. We're going to land in Seattle.
Yeah, they'll divert you to Seattle because that's where they're quarantining you.
That's right.
They're going to quarantine the entire state of Washington, I think. That's where they're going to send everybody.
Sorry.
Two more coronavirus fear stories.
Go ahead.
Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune will not be filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. This is where it's all going to hell.
This is upsetting, but the worst one of all, Tony, this will hit home for you. Las Vegas buffets are closed right now.
Oh, that's enough. Now we've gone too far.
Yep.
The buffets are closed?
The buffets are closed. You can't have that many people gathering, touching the same food.
Unbelievable.
That sneeze guard is not stopping the coronavirus from jumping on that moldy salad.
Oh, that's
awful. That day old lettuce that they just keep shuffling out at you because no one's eating
it. Oh, my God. Now there's... Listen, when I moved to Vegas in the late 90s, I remember I was playing blackjack, and I was doing okay. Not great, but like I wasn't winning $1,000 or anything, but I was doing good. And the pit boss gave me a free buffet.
Yes.
Like, and look, I'm not saying this because like I was taking the casino for thousands. No, we were just talking. It was a slow day at the Excalibur. I was playing, talking to the guy. he was talking to me. We were, and I told him I had just moved here and it was great. And he was like, hey, why don't you go get yourself some dinner? And I was like, I thought it was the greatest thing in the history of the world when I got that.
Vegas is friendly.
It was
awesome. That's
what
you need to remember.
It was awesome. It wasn't the greatest buffet I've ever had since, but it was most important one because I got it for free, and yep. The pit boss was cool, and it was awesome, and I thought, oh my God, this is the land of free stuff.
You felt like a high roller for a time being.
Even though I was losing at the table, yes. I felt like I got it for nothing. And the pit boss is going, I think the kid lost about probably all the 70 bucks he had.
Yeah.
But we gave him like free chicken.
Well, I'm curious. What I'm most
felt
curious
like a,
about.
I felt like a celebrity.
If you're closing all these buffets, what are you doing with all that prime rib?
What are you doing with all that prime rib is right.
Because every buffet has prime rib, and it's usually delicious.
And the guy's standing there ready to cut it for you.
What's he doing?
How big of a slice do you want?
Do you think he's just at home just cutting bread? The same way he cuts the prime rib for
standing
his kids?
Standing in his house with a big loaf of bread, just standing there with a knife. A little bit more? A little bit more? Yeah. A little bit more? A little less? Slice.
Oh, my
kids
God.
Kids are just rolling their eyes.
You know what's funny? I'm just picturing him wearing that big old white hat.
The big old white hat in his house. It's really good today. You sure? Want a little bit more? Come back for more if you want it. It's good, delicious.
Yeah.
Kids like, I just want
No, no, no. You don't have to stand in line. Just come back. I'll get it for you.
Poor buffet meat cutter. Oh, God, that's terrible. Buffets are great. But I love them. That's the one thing I miss. I missed when my wife and I lived in Vegas. We didn't have kids at the time. And literally, my wife would just call me
up. You
can
end the story right there.
She goes, yeah. She goes, what do you want for dinner? And I go, I don't know. She goes, you want to go to name like 100 casinos? I'm like, we have a coupon for that? She goes, of course we do. She kept them in a book. We used to get them in the mail. Used to pile them up. 2 for 1, 2 free. This is, buy one, get one free. I mean, it was to pile them up.
Yeah,
she just ran. It's like a deck of cards, man. Like, which one are we close to? Oh, grab one. Let's go to there.
So here's the, it's mainly MGM Resort buffets. Oh, it's the Aria, damn. Bellagio, MGM Grand, Mandalay Bay, Mirage, Luxor, and Excalibur.
We can't have fun things anymore.
They're going to be temporarily closed effective Sunday and be reevaluated on a weekly basis.
All right. Well, then what's the dumb of the day? Because that certainly sounds like it.
Yeah, well, that could have been dumb. And this very well could have been bad. I don't know what to make of this Garrett Cole commercial. It's a local spot in New York.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Garrett Cole, and I'm here to tell you about Whips Garage, your 1, 2, 3 stop shop for all your automotive needs. Flat tire, we'll get you back on the rubber.
All set.
In a jam, we're here to get you out of it. Need a start? You can count on us.
Ready to go!
We offer the best tire rotation in the game. Our team of mechanics is nothing to balk at.
Have a great day!
Nobody beats Whips. So come on down to Whips Garage, conveniently located off exit 5 of the Major Deegan.
I used to own this place, and their service is as fast as lightning.
Tell me he got $10 million to do that commercial.
I hope he cleaned up. Because here's the other thing. He's not pitching that well.
No.
He's not having a good spring so far. I know it's just spring. We shouldn't put anything into spring training when it comes to these players. But I think yesterday he gave up, 4 home runs?
So funny.
Watching the commercial is more cringeworthy than just listening to it.
I guarantee it. Did it have the late night, you can't sleep feel to it?
Yes. Like this commercial, what I think it is that wherever these guys bought ad time, they spent all their money on Garrett Cole, and this will be filmed.
And didn't have the best production facility?
Well, it's almost like he's superimposed in front of, like he was standing in a green screen in some studio, probably down in Florida doing this.
Who sounded better reading their lines? Fred McGriff for the Tom Emanski videos
If we're going that route, I believe Tom Emanski was the greatest baseball coach on the face of the planet.
Sure.
I mean, he knows what he's talking about. Those drills, Fred McGriff has me a believer.
Sure. But can they put you back in rotation with the flat tire? That's the question.
Yeah, but they don't balk. Their
they
service
don't balk
doesn't
at
balk.
The service.
Yeah. I just don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
And the what was it? The 1, 2, 3. Oh God! I hope he cleaned up. They gave him a truckload of cash. All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb, and a Wednesday SB Nation AM.